And if you look up the word minded, it actually means soul. So there's two things going on in your emotions, two things going on in your heart. Well, this is really amazing. When actually Edie and I were talking about this and praying about this at the beach yesterday, and Anne and Kara, I don't know if Kara's here. We actually do have Bible study on the beach. It's kind of fun. And so Edie went right to this Romans 8 because she's really struggled with condemnation and she's really tired of it. And so she knew right where these scriptures were. So it was amazing when I looked at this. Go down to verse 6, Romans 8, 6. And I'm going to show you something I never saw before. Now, I use the literal translation because I like it because it's literal. It's what was said. It's not somebody's interpretation of what was said. It's supposed to be the Greek words and the Hebrew words. And if you get out a Greek and Hebrew Bible, and I have one over there, it's like that big, and you check it out, for the most part, it's on target. And look at verse 6. It says, for the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the spirit is life and peace, because the mind of the flesh is enmity towards God, for it is not being subjected to the law of God, and neither can it be. And those being in the flesh are not able to please God. Now look at this. I never saw this before. Mind of the flesh. Now if you go up a little, let me just read this. It says, and those being in the flesh are not able to please God. But you are not in flesh, but in spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, this one is not his. If anyone tells you you do not have to be born again by the Spirit of God to be a Christian, they do not understand what Christianity is about. If you're here and you just try to be good and you can't seem to make it all work and you don't have God living inside of you, it's never going to work without God in you. And we just encourage you, get saved. So how do I get saved? You just realize I'm a sinner and the Bible is true. And God, I need Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And this is wild stuff. This is beyond anything my brain can comprehend. But God, I'm just going to believe your word. And so I ask that you, by your Spirit, come inside of me and take over. And then the Bible says, confess that to somebody. Just tell somebody. I know it's kind of funny at first. It's easier if you pick a Christian. You know, and just say, you know what? I asked God in my heart tonight. And in faith, I believe he came in. I know I need his help, and I know he's the only one who can take care of me in my life. Now, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, this one is not his. But if Christ is in you, the body indeed is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of the one having raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one having raised this Christ from the dead will also make your mortal body alive through the indwelling of his Spirit in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. But if you live according to flesh, you're going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. It goes on. I'm going to get into some of this in a minute. I want to see. It says, the mind of the Spirit. I don't see where I saw that at. Yes, there it is. Thank you. So I did read it. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. And there was a place there says, we have the mind of the Spirit. We want the mind of God inside of us. How do we get the mind of the Spirit inside of a human body? We ask God in by his Spirit. If his Spirit lives in you, you have the mind of the Spirit, who has the mind of Christ, because there's one God. Okay, now, here's the thing. The mind of the flesh is the place where condemnation lives. The mind of the Spirit is the place where God lives in us, and we're a new creation in Christ Jesus, and old things have passed away. If you're double-minded, the Bible says you can't have anything. What's a double-minded person? A lot of Christians, right? A double-minded Christian is a Christian who still has the mind of the flesh where there's condemnation and the mind of the Spirit where they're really learning to trust and grow in God. When you have both of those in your body at one time, you will not get your prayers answered. You will live in confusion and condemnation, and you will be thrown back and forth because there's really a battle going on for you. There's a battle of the mind of the flesh, which is where the enemy dwells, and he wants to stay in control, and he wants to keep you condemned. Because if he keeps you condemned, he's in control. Then there is the mind of the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit in you, wanting you to agree with him. The mind of the flesh is the enemy saying, agree with me. You're horrible. You're terrible. You'll never do anything right. The mind of the Spirit says, agree with me. All your sin was taken at the cross. You can be set free. You can be delivered. God loves you. You have to choose who to believe. When you believe that the mind of the flesh is you, then you feel like, well, I can't stop the way I'm thinking. This is how I think. I told people before, you have a choice what you believe. You can choose to believe this because you choose to. I believe it's God's word. I choose to believe it. And then anything that doesn't believe this, that speaks inside of you, is the enemy. And you tell him to be quiet and quit talking inside of you. He has no authority. And then when you really quit believing him, you cast him out. Now, this is kind of a cool revelation. What keeps guilt and condemnation in a Christian? Okay. I believe it's this lie that goes all the way back to, I am what I do. Therefore, when what I am doing hurts somebody or is wrong, if I react in a way that upsets somebody or gets criticized, then I am what I do. Therefore, I am bad. And your identity in the mind of the flesh is what you do or don't do. It's about your doing, your works, your performance. And the Bible is very clear that works brings death. Now, the mind of the flesh, the enemy gets to stay, keep his mind in you, keep you believing his thoughts if you believe you are what you do. If you buy into those lies and you believe those lies, then that gets to stay there. The mind of the Spirit says, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Your identity is not in what you do. Your identity is in who you belong to. Okay? And we're going to read all the scripture together, and you're going to start, but you have to have this understanding to get it. The lie is that you are what you do. Therefore, if you do something good, you're good. If you do something bad, you're bad. And condemnation jumps on the bad and says, see how bad, horrible you are? And then all the guilt, I never do anything right. See, there's no way to take guilt to the cross if the guilt is based on who you think you are. But if guilt is based on, I did something wrong, but I really repent, then that guilt goes with your sin to the cross. Do you see what I'm saying? There's nowhere for the guilt to go if it's about who you are. Because you're asking God to actually say he died because you aren't worth anything. Jesus Christ did not die because you are worth nothing. He died because your value to him is so great. Because he loves you, he created you to enjoy you, he created you to enjoy him, he wants to pour out his love on you. Everything he made on the earth is for you to enjoy for his glory. And so when you buy a lie that you are wrought bad or you're a mistake or you can't do anything right and so therefore you're horrible, God can't be in any of that. And so the mind of the flesh and condemnation can live there. When you realize this is not about what I do or don't do. This is about who God is. This is about God. This is about I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. All the other stuff is gone. All the other stuff is gone. See, high-minded people may have no condemnation. They just think they can handle everything. They're laid. Maybe they're laid back, and it doesn't matter what I do. You know, I repent, whatever. They're just as deceived. They just go through life thinking everything's okay and make up their own rules and everything until they stand before God and find out that they were sinners and there's no way into heaven without Christ. Now, let's read this and really look at this. Let's see. Let's go to Romans 5. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, peace with God. You've been justified by faith. It's your faith in God, believing in God, asking God to be real in your life and to send his spirit. It's in that revelation of truth that you have peace with God, not in what you do. So in the mind of Christ, your peace with God is based on what Jesus Christ did for you. It's just based on what Jesus Christ did for you. So if you mess up and you get conviction, you run back to God, and instantly you're back at peace. You'll get so used to being in God's will that the minute you get out of it, even with saying something maybe negative, you know, to your child or your spouse or somebody you work with, just saying something negative, the Holy Spirit will say, and you'll go, oh, God, I'm so sorry. And you'll apologize or make it right with grace he gives you, and you repent, and that thing goes to the cross, and you're right in God's will. You can just have that peace. You can have that peace. You're walking along. Life is not about what you do. Life is about God. Life is about you in God. Life is about you being a new creation in life, Jesus. So in this journey, as you're enjoying life, enjoying God, you've shut that voice of the mind of the flesh from telling you how terrible you are. So if you do something great one day, or you just lay in bed all day and watch TV as long as, if it's garbage, the Holy Spirit says, you know you can't watch this. You say, you're right, Lord. I don't want to get back into that garbage. You flip it right away. There is nothing in sin that I want. I don't want to go back to this. Thank you for grace, God. If you're flipping through and it's a little tempting, you flip it off, you go to God, say, Lord, forgive me. God, get, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're my friend. I thank you that you've been sent by the Lord. Would you show me why I would be tempted by that? And he will, and he'll take it, and you'll see it, and you'll say, oh, thank you for healing that place in me. It's amazing. It's awesome, this journey with God. So, your peace with God is because of faith, not your works. It's about your faith. It's about your faith. It's just trusting in God. Okay, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we glory in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory also in afflictions, knowing that affliction works out patience, and patience works out proven character, and proven character works out hope. All right. With the mind of the Spirit, when you're afflicted, which means the enemy's attacking you, something's attacking you. When you're being attacked, if you're in Christ and your identity is not, oh, I'm being attacked, therefore I'm so horrible, I'm doing everything wrong, what is wrong with me, this is horrible, I'm so bad, I'm not even a Christian, who needs this, blah, 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 I'm so hopeless, I can't stand this, you get nastier or more hateful. All right, that's the opposite, that's the mind of the flesh, which says you are what you do. Therefore, if you're afflicted, it's because you're so bad. Now let me say this, when the enemy attacks, it is because you're out of God's will. When the enemy attacks, you're probably more than likely, if you study scripture, you're out of God's will, but the difference is you get back in his will. Oh God, show me why the enemy's attacking, because that's going to work out patience in me. God, teach me your ways. What's going on? And then patience is going to give you proven character. As I walk through this trial, as I recognize the enemy's attacking because of something I don't understand or because of something that in my past, maybe it's generational curse, all kinds of things. But God, I'm being attacked by the enemy. So Lord, teach me your ways and show me how to stop this attack. And as I work through that, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to still trust God. I'm going to listen to God. I have a place to go. I have hope. God, you're going to bring me to the other side of this because it's not about what I'm doing. It's about belonging to Him and His Spirit changing me into the likeness of Christ. So I can walk through everything and I get His character and hope. And hope does not put us to shame. We don't have to worry about shame anymore. God's not taking me through this to humiliate me. God's not taking me through this to say I'm no good. I'll never get it. That's not what He's about. All of that is the mind of the flesh. Okay? It says, the hope does not put us to shame because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The whole thing about God and our relationship as a new creation in Christ Jesus is He just loves me. He just loves me. He just loves me. Well, you just screamed and yelled at your kids. Does He love you now? Yes, He does. Yes, He does. His love is without condition. He just loves me. Well, what about screaming and yelling at your kids? First of all, devil, shut up. You have no authority to tell me anything about anything. You just have no authority here to talk to me at all. So you know what? I don't have the mind of the flesh anymore. This isn't about I just yelled at my kids. This is about I have a God who is changing me into His likeness and His image, and I realize that yelling at my kids will hurt my kids. It won't destroy them. God's going to fix it. He'll show me what to do. But God, why did I do that? And the Lord will take you back and show you where you judged your dad for yelling at you. Oh, God. That's right. That's exactly what I said I'd never do. I understand. Without your grace, I'm going to do the things I thought I'd never do. That's what my parents were doing. Oh, God, I forgive them. Oh, God, thank you. I can forgive myself. Now, God, give me wisdom. How do I handle this with my kids? And then you do what He shows you, or you do what He shows you in the Word. It doesn't have to be right away. You just pray about it and see. You may have to go to your kids and say, you know, the Lord really showed me it was wrong to yell at you, but what you did was unacceptable, and I'm going to pray for wisdom how to handle it. And when I hear from God and figure this out, we're going to talk. I've had times when I've been so angry because some button was being pushed in me that I had to stop and say, I'm about to let you have it. But you know what? I got to go figure this out with God. So what you did is unacceptable, but I can't talk to you right now. And I will. I'll go and I'll say, God, why did that make me so upset? I had something like that happen to me when I went on this cruise recently. And my kids just wouldn't let me take pictures of them or something, but it just really hurt me. And I could have screamed and yelled and made a show, and it was hard. I had to sit there and say, God, just give me grace, just give me grace. And I knew they weren't intentionally trying to totally ruin my day or anything. They were just being kids. But it just hurt.